We are here at the 2011 Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and with me is Leslie Wagner. And Leslie, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Leslie Wagner. I'm the Executive Director of the Southern Peanut Growers, which is an organization that is responsible for national and regional marketing for peanut farmers in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
And we had quite a crowd here for registration. Looks like we've got a record crowd here at the conference this year. But we're going to talk about some of the things that you've been doing as far as promotion is concerned, some of the new stuff, because you're getting into new media, social media, and you've had some very successful social media activity in the last year. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really excited. We've completely redone our website, and part of the redo of that website includes a blog, which is fun. I get an opportunity to write about things that I find around the industry, new peanut products and new promotions that are going on and farmers, anything that, you know, that people would be interested in about peanuts and peanut butter particularly. And it's peanutbutterlovers.com. And obviously most of the stuff focuses on peanut butter because that's the type of peanuts that our guys mostly grow. And we also have a new section on there that's updated every month with the farmer profile, so we can talk about what's going on in the field, and you can meet some of our farmers here from the Southeast, which is fun, and new recipes, and it's a work in progress always, especially with the recipes, because we probably have, I don't know, over 1,000 recipes, so we're still working on getting all those up, but it's a lot of fun.
I saw the cards that you had here. I'm going to take some of them of those home because there's some new and fun stuff. Well, now, and you're also using the new, you know, stuff out there, Facebook and Twitter, right?
We are. We actually started a Facebook and Twitter last year, and we also started last year a PB&J My Way. We did it. It's a consumer recipe promotion. We continued that this year with PB My Way. So last year we were asking for people's sandwich combinations, and this year we asked people to lose the loaf. That's what we said. And give us some entrees, some things that aren't sandwiches, but their favorite peanut butter entrees. And we got a just amazing variety of items. Soups, actually the grand prize winner was a peanut soup. A lady from McDonough, Georgia was the winner there. We had peanut butter breakfast bread pudding was one of the finalists. We had beef kebabs with a kind of a Thai-inspired peanut dipping sauce that has coconut milk in it. I mean, people gave some really good stuff. So we were excited to get to taste those and put them all up on the website. And then we had 10 finalists that all won a year's supply of peanut butter. But our favorite three went on to an online Facebook voting. So they could go onto our Facebook site and vote on their favorite, and that's how the grand prize winner, the soup, was chosen.
Isn't it great, though, to find that this is such a great way to actually reach out and touch people without going through any other intermediate?
You know, it really is. One thing that's interesting to me about Facebook, and obviously it takes some time, you know, you have to engage with people, but that's really what we want to do. We want to engage with people. Peanut butter is a great product that almost everyone loves, and it's fun to just, one day last week, I just posted on our Facebook, oh, I just had a grilled tortilla, whole wheat tortilla with peanut butter and Pink Lady apples for lunch. Did anybody else have peanut butter for lunch today? You know, and then people would post what they had for, you know, their peanut butter treat that they had that day. And it's kind of interesting to just be able to directly engage with people like that.
Well, yeah, and this is something that was never possible before. It's just, to me, I think it's one of the most amazing things, especially for people in the agriculture field, you know, to people that are reaching out and touching, like you're being able to introduce farmers, the people who actually grow their product to the consumers, something you could never do before.
Well, and I think especially now, people are so interested in where their food comes from. And farmers are one of the most trusted professions in America, but it's only about 1% of the population that are actually farmers. And so to give people that opportunity to see these farm families on the farm and to be able to talk about with a photo, to be able to talk about their challenges that month with planting or with irrigation, to be able to show an irrigation running. I've got one that I need to post this week that with new pictures with, you know, an irrigation running, because that's what it's all about this year. We're in a drought, and the peanuts that are doing well are peanuts that are under irrigation. And so it's nice to be able to connect people to that and let them know that if you're buying peanut butter here in the United States, you're buying it from one of these guys. You're buying it from an American farmer.
That's really cool. Now, you said this is kind of a work in progress. What do you, how do you see this growing over the next year?
Well, you know, I'm always looking at new social media things. You know, we've started doing a lot of things, women's shows, Southern women's shows. We did 4 Southern women's shows last year. We're doing 4 this year. We've already done 2. And I'm looking at a new social media thing, Foursquare. I don't know if you're on Foursquare. I love Foursquare. I've been testing it out myself. I've been checking in while we have been here this week. I checked in at CVS last night. A car pulls right up next to me, and I look over, and it's my cousin who lives in Tuscaloosa, who I never would have seen if she had not just seen that I checked in on Foursquare. So, you know, and obviously we're friends on Foursquare. You wouldn't see that randomly. But one thing that you can do with Foursquare is you can set up a check-in. So I'm thinking about at some of these shows, these big shows that we're doing that have 30,000 people at the shows, of maybe doing a check-in at our booth where people will get an extra incentive, a special incentive if they come and check in at our booth. The other thing we're doing at those shows is we're trying to work with the food banks. Like the whole PB My Way, we donated a jar of peanut butter for each entry that we received. At the Southern Women's Show in Raleigh, we asked people to bring a jar of peanut butter to donate to the local food bank, and the food bank was there, gave them a token. They bring the token to our booth, and they get a special incentive. So we're looking at some things like that. You know, the food banks love peanut butter, and they need it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask about that. That has become a really important incentive and a way to give back, the way the peanut growers are actually giving back to their own communities and to people who are in need.
Well, and not just the peanut farmers, really the whole peanut industry. Peanut Proud, you'll have an opportunity tonight to meet Sally Wells with Peanut Proud. And I'll tell you what, she's with Birdsong. And really an all-industry initiative. I have to say, it is so great to work in an industry where everyone cares and wants to, as soon as there's some natural disaster, that the whole industry is willing to step up and do what they can. Donate peanut butter, donate bottles of water, and get it there to the people right now that need it. And backpacks, you know, for the school kids. It's a wonderful industry to work in. Agriculture in general is.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much, Leslie Wagner, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.